Welcome, friend. I'm Melinda Burnett, and this is How I Read It, where I take a scripture passage and make a few comments, draw a few conclusions, and cultivate my faith journey with some prayerful reflection and action.
March 20, Genesis chapter 12, verses 6 through 7. The Word of the Lord. Abram traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Moreh at Shechem. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him. While presenting my call and plan to go to the mission field, I did not mention how much money I was required to raise. But at one church, a man kept pressing to know the dollar amount. Over and over, he kept asking. When I finally gave the total and how much I had left to raise, he laughed and made a sarcastic comment about how impossible that was. I was shocked and discouraged. I held on to God and what He could do. 6 weeks later, all the money raised, I was on my way to Nigeria. Abraham was probably shocked to discover the land God wanted to give him was full of people that did not exactly welcome him and his family. He must have wondered how God was going to get around that barrier to receive the land. Christ's followers can expect obstacles. What is in your way of following the Lord? How will you keep moving forward by faith, trusting the Lord to remove those things? Lord Jesus, help me to trust in your power to remove the obstacles that seem to make following you too difficult. Amen.
Thanks for hanging out with me. This is How I Read It. Music composed and performed by Janet Burleson Wiseman.